Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with the Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. It's fucking Friday for sure. It's also the last day of June, the 30th of June, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shifley. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 81 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 88 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 63 with a heat advisory. So, oh, summer's back with the vengeance. We'll go through the break, and then we'll come back and look at the outrage, see what we're going to be outraged with today.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, let's see what. Let's go to the outrage page. Because there's plenty of more outrage. I mean, we've had the whole fucking weekend, you know, there's gotta be. Just gotta be. There's one here I wanted to hit first. Hunter Biden got it, sitting the son of a bitch. They're not going to never do nothing to him for the fucking crimes against humanity he's committed. But man, he might get, just like Al Capone, he might get it for fucking mail fraud. State back perversion. Oh, yeah, we said nothing new there. When dissent ends, transhumanism reigns, and dignization rules. Humanity will cease to be human, by Gary D. Barnett. And self-defense comes in many forms, but all defense of self begins and ends with dissent, noncompliance, disobedience, saying no to any and all rule, and never allowing aggression against mind and body, mental or physical. Without dissent, defense is not possible, because when voluntary compliance is the prevailing behavior, whether sought, desired or not, all defense mechanisms are effectively disarmed. In other words, silence in the face of injustice, immorality, terror or immorality, Terror or tyranny creates a condition of weakness, submission, and irresponsibility, which are all the fodder of indifference. When you say nothing, when you do not say no, when you take no action against evil, you commit evil by not speaking out, and by not responding, you have spoken loudly and openly, committed an act of cowardice. The ultimate blame lies not just with the aggressor in this circumstance, but also with he who hides and remains silent from the enemy. And I think the message is kind of getting through to people, don't you? We've been saying, we never said that before. It's in Beyond Good and Evil, Frederick Nietzsche, everybody's a fucking foreigner, wrote, he who fights with monsters should be careful lest he thereby become a monster. And if thou gaze into an abyss, the abyss will also gaze into thee. This is an accurate description of the phenomena of becoming what one lives. So if you live a state of indifference, ignoring the evil around you, accepting it in order to avoid conflict and responsibility, you become the evil. You have chosen to ignore. The dark abyss in this circumstance is created by your own inaction against it. And this is what we're telling you. You have the fucking means. You have your law behind you. You would be enforcing the fight with the right from the wrong. You're cowards. You're just fucking cowards. There's no other way. There's another explanation. I mean, you can put fancy words and precepts, on paper down like where I'm reading you here. But it comes down to the fact you're a bunch of fucking cowards and you don't even care that they're chopping up little fucking children while they're still alive. That's, one of the reasons I can't hardly get any goddamn sleep. I think about Laura and I have to get past that. And then I'm haunted by the thought of what at that very moment they're doing to little children, cutting them up alive. You're a fucking monster too. If you can't find indignancy in that enough to fucking act on it, you're fucking worthless as nuts on a monk. What we face as a society is the most tremendous threat ever perceived or active in the history of mankind. Do you scoff at the seemingly bold pronouncement? If so, you are already fooled and a major contributor to the vast problem rampant in our world. And that's a fucking fact. When you sit there and you fucking watch it, the world should be up in arms. Goddamn sticks, pitchforks, fucking torches, whatever. They are fucking cutting little children up alive. You understand that? What the fuck do you need? What does it take to make you fucking mad? What does it take to make you fucking have to fucking act? I have no conscience or not be able to sleep. Instead of the state just singularly seeking war, the continuance of the bogus Federal Reserve System, isolated government corruption, communism, fascism, or any broad-based totalitarianism, assault on certain segments of society. We are all being bombarded from 1,000 different directions at once with all these atrocities and many more, including attacks on our freedom and sovereignty. What do you mean including? This is the attack on your freedom and your goddamn sovereignty. This is an attack on your goddamn being. If you have a soul, it's an attack on your fucking soul. And you are fucking failing. You are failing the fucking children. The person's right when they say there's never been nothing like this in the history of the fucking world. Animal, the lowest fucking forms of life will fucking defend their young. My God, our minds and bodies and on every aspect of our being. That's an absolute fucking fact. I'm glad to see in articles like this coming up so people can. I'm not the only one telling you, God, how in the hell can we live like this? How can we call ourselves fucking human beings or even fucking? We're not even fucking animals. Animals fucking have more fucking care for their fucking little ones and for their old ones and for their fucking weak. Due to the colossal advances in technology, which in many more ways than not are being used against us in order to build a literal transhuman world run by technocrats, means we are facing what could be considered a technological Armageddon, where all control over humanity will be isolated in the hands of the most powerful few. To accept this, to treat it as normal, or to imminent is a most fatal error, and one that could determine the fate of our perpetuity. And no shit. No fucking shit. The fucking freight train's coming at you. You don't step off the fucking tracks, it's going to fucking smash you. If you got your kids standing down the tracks from you, it's going to fucking smash them. And fucking, you're the one that's supposed to have the fucking goddamn sense in your mind to get off the goddamn tracks, to do whatever it takes to save your fucking children. Which, just keep on fucking going along with it, man. And pretty soon it will become the norm because it is entrenching. Fucking pedophilia is entrenching in the United States of these Americas? Really? It's entrenching? Like the fucking goddamn eavesdropping? Recording every phone call, recording it, when the NSA got caught with their fucking supercomputer there in fucking Utah, and it was made, people were made aware of it, not that we didn't know, that they were recording every fucking thing you do. Well, the senators and congressmen came up and said, we can't fund this. This is blatantly against the law. What do? They turn around and make it more fucking powerful. You can't fucking see that. What are you going to, go out and vote? You think that voting stupid ass shit's going to change anything? It's never done anything but make things worse. Things have gotten worse every step of the fucking way since the history of this country began. Y'all go vote the vote thing, man. Come on, Marat. I know Marat. Yeah, you don't know shit from Shinola. The world being designed is not a world of love, hope, and dreams. It is a nightmare of horror. It sure as hell is. And those pursuing this downfall of man have already lost all human characteristics. Yes, you fucking have. I mean, God damn it. I mean, I can't sleep at night because thinking of those little kids. There are monsters, so we must fight and defeat them without becoming monsters. Bullshit! You don't beat nobody by fucking being the nice guy. You become a hateful, wicked fucking savage, and you rip these son of a bitches apart. A monster, it takes fire to fight fire. It takes a monster to fight a monster. I mean, you're sacrificing your life to begin with, but you better, I mean, you fucking try doing it by petition or fucking, there's got to be some way we can all just say no. Fuck Gandhi. You know how Gandhi died? A bullet through his fucking head. Got it? There is a reason that the children beginning in infancy are targeted by state indoctrination. No shit. Drugs, chemicals, bioweapons, injections, masquerading as vaccines, insane propaganda, distraction, gross perversion, and are pulled away from family mentally and physically throughout their lives. This in and of itself allowed to continue will guarantee the destruction of multiple future generations, and that will secure a fully doubled or dumbed down complaint and the obedient illiterate mass in the future. At that point, total control by the technocrats over humanity will have been achieved. And look who's going to control you. A bunch of fucking weak-kneed, spineless pieces of worms. They couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. And they are fucking running roughshod right fucking over us. They are taking this goddamn country over. They've taken this goddamn country over. We got to take the fucker back now. We've been screaming long enough till we could have got in and started stopping them before they got all the way. But it's just like the NSA and the fucking listening. Now, they're doing it, man. Oh, God, they're raping my child right in front of me. Oh, yeah, they're doing it. You goddamn right they are. But at this fucking, you, You can't beat monsters by becoming a monster. You better become a monster. You better become the meanest motherfucker to ever breathe air if you want to beat these sons of a bitches, because they are pure fucking evil. While technology has the capability to accomplish many great things, in the hands of these monsters who seek universal control, it can also be used to destroy us. They have never, ever in the history of this fucking country got a technology that they didn't turn to fucking destroy instead of create. Never. There's just more money in it for them if they're killing people, you know what I mean? The industrial war complex. The fucking goddamn people. I mean, the people of the world just want to be left alone, man. Any decent human being doesn't want to fucking trouble. They just want to be left the fuck alone and live their fucking life, have their children, and live a life. But these monsters, these sons of bitches, they fucking, the misery makers, that's what I call them, these Khazarian cocksuckers. They are not going to have it. You either are going to destroy them, or by God, they will destroy you, and they will fucking chop your children up alive. You got that? Little kids. When somebody can do that, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, the writer of that article, I read him a lot. I mean, I've read him for a long time, and I like the way he writes. However, I've had beef with him for years because he always stops short in terms of the solution and what needs to be done. He's always calling for more and more dissent. And then when you talk about, you know, having to meet the monster by being a monster, I say to myself, that's what has to be cultivated within us, and that's what was beaten out of us in the last 3 or 4 decades. You know, with Mr. Rogers and show your feelings, and really cultivating the monster is really cultivating the warrior, that which knows evil and goes after it. And also, I just have to say that Gary, I never hear him mention the Bill of Rights. I never hear him mention that. So I just wanted to put that in there.
Appreciate it. And you're right. You're absolutely right. You don't fight fire with fire. I mean, more fucking fire on by spreading it with the wind. God damn it. These people are diabolical. They chop up little children alive. That's what you're dealing with. You can't fucking reason with them. You can't even talk to them. There is no conversation to be had. These motherfuckers need to be destroyed. Completely fucking destroyed. That's the only way they stop. And we have the goddamn law behind us. We have the law of December 15, 1791 that tells us it is not only our right, but it is our goddamn duty to stop this. And we won't fucking do it. That is cowardice. And you better be a goddamn monster, because you're fighting a monster. And when you fight somebody, if you're fucking less than they are, they will fucking kick your ass. And you're right, he doesn't talk about the fucking Bill of Rights. Nowhere in this fucking article. And that is the enforce the fucking law. It's that goddamn simple. There's a plenty of us to do it. We have plenty of fucking armament to do it. We have plenty of fucking every implement of the fucking soldier to fucking do it. And we just aren't. What we don't have is a fucking spine. Get off my goddamn screen, you freak son of a bitch. Anyway, where were we there? Sorry about that. Generations and what will. When obedient, polluted mass and future. Okay. While technology has the capability to accommodate, okay, we did that. Many refer to this technological phenomena as artificial intelligence, but there is no such thing. It can't. That's why I've said this before myself. It takes the human brain to put the information in, and all you're doing, you can mix and match, or you know, blend this or cross-reference this, but you cannot create fucking thought in a goddamn machine. Only the human mind can do it. That's why when they talk about, we'll let the computers take over, then you can blame the computers for what you programmed into them. Is that what you're thinking? When the people fucking finally realize, because they're coming in their houses and taking their kids and molesting them and chopping them up, oh, it's the damn computers that are telling us it's okay to do it. You can't blame us. It's just like this corporation shit. Somebody in a corporation kills your loved one. They kill them and you can show that they did it. It doesn't fucking matter. They'll get a fine because it's a corporation, don't you know? Now, but you're an individual son of a bitch that did the killing. You're the individual son of a bitch that's going to pay for the fucking killing. How? With your fucking life. Because when justice denied is justice that you take to goddamn vigilantism. This false technology is being used against us as machines are not intelligent. No, they're not. They are programmed by intelligence, or so it is, believed. When man becomes a machine, real intelligence ends, and a programmed society of slaves is the result. No fucking shit. I mean, you've discovered uranium here, friend. Why don't you discover the fucking Bill of Rights and tell people how they can do that? You have to become a monster. You have to become fucking, you have to become meaner than the son of a bitch you're fighting, or you will fucking lose. I've been in hundreds of fights. You don't fucking, you let up any, you don't never let up until the fucking, until somebody pulls you off or somebody, you know, stops you from killing the son of a bitch, or you will fucking lose. You never stop swinging. Receiving, synthesizing, and inferring information, inferring information demonstrated by computers as opposed to intelligence displayed by human beings or other minds. And yeah, the goddamn thing, come on, get real. You started out with a fucking rock. You end up with a goddamn microchip as big as your fingernail that can hold an information of a library. And you fucking, the machine did it, you know, the machine figured it out. No, you can't. It has no, it doesn't have the human component it takes for fucking to be curious and to fucking want to know why. And to fucking, when the only computer they ever put online to try to act, you know, like in, they did it for, I can't remember which one of the fucking, was it YouTube or for comments. Anyway, they're going to show us how this computer fucking could do its own thinking. And within a couple of weeks, it was wanting to kill the fucking Jews, and they took it offline. Because if you put the information into a computer, one plus one is going to equal two. And that's what the information that it took in from the, because it was listening to what the people were saying. It was the comments that were being read, it was listening to. And when the machine did the calculation of one plus one equals two, it got fucking two, and it said what two was, and that was get rid of the fucking Jews. They are causing the fucking problem. It started attacking Jews, and they got rid of the son of a bitch. So we know that you're going to reprogram it to just program it ass backwards from that, and it'll attack the fucking the people for the Jews now, won't it? The transhuman dignization of man will mean the end of all traditional life as we know it, and it's already happening. I see it all around me. All traditional life is being fucked with. They're ripping the families apart. This is what communists do. They fucking don't. Do you see them out there fucking fisting it out with us? You see them out there shooting it out with us? No, they're fucking sleazy ass fucking snakes. They fucking lower than fucking snakes. They're worms. There is no word low enough for them. They just keep doing it. Well, what can I get away with? What can I get away with? And then showing, I mean, puffing up like that goddamn grouse, acting like they have some kind of power. We have the power. We can wipe them out in a fucking day. Why won't we do it? I don't fucking know. I guess it's okay with us if they fucking cut up little live children. I don't know. I've become to a point where I'm just fucking disgusted by fucking the whole goddamn fucking nature of everything that's going on. It all started with them joining the world organizations, getting fucking other fucking people who have no jurisdictional control in this fucking country. And we, the people, have the ultimate jurisdictional control, just ignoring our jurisdictional control and going out and just like they made the federal government, making a world government. And this is what you're going to do. You want to fucking bet? Because there are those of us out here who aren't afraid of your fucking ass, our fucking fingers are itching so bad we have to fucking put fucking ointment on it to help. The bulk of this society has succumbed to a digital world and relies on what is falsely labeled social media as parent, family, and friend, and that's a goddamn fact. Disregarding the natural state of personal communication, love, championship, debate, and grandeur of nature. And it is true. I mean, it's such a change in such a short a time. See, they did it way too fast. That's why it's going to fucking fail. There's too many people that are being shocked. And, you know, when something bad happens like that, you are shocked. But after a while, you get to thinking about it and you start getting pissed. We should be the maddest goddamn people on the planet. What has been fucking taken from us and what they're trying to do to us and what they think they can do to us when they have zero, zip, zilch, not a tiniest bit of fucking authority to do so. In fact, they are in violation of our fucking authority, which is the ultimate authority of this fucking country. And it belongs to the individual free sovereign national. See, everything with this fucking computer shit and this transhumanism is fucking we shit. That's their pronoun. No. This country here was made for individuals, for individual thought, for individual act, for individual freedom and liberty, period. And if you don't fucking stand up and fucking it just blows me away. Enforce your fucking law. It's that goddamn simple. Each and every one, he talks about in here, each and every person having to, you know, he's saying, you know, just don't cooperate with them, you know, and they'll fucking tase you, beat you, take your bank account away, and fucking, and you, when somebody is fucking aggressive, you better be aggressive back or your fucking ass is finished. I'll tell you that right now. At this point, the future is not owned by you, but is owned by your masters. I have no masters, motherfucker. That's my whole fucking point. All privacy has disappeared, and most all private and financial transactions are captured and databased. Every aspect of life is now tracked, traced, used, surveilled, restricted, censored, taxed, and every activity imaginable requires license, a paid permission slip by the state. Now, why is that, friend? Why is that? Because we fucking allow it. That's why. Because people are fucking cowards. That's why. They don't have the guts to fucking back their words of their fucking ancestors. Think about how hard those people live, their lives were. I mean, they fucking got up before daylight to fucking wait on the sun to get up to go to goddamn work. They marched through the goddamn winter snow with rags wrapped around their feet. They fucking fought. They were fucking tough. We get fucking weaker every fucking generation. And fucking, I mean, this shit with me, the little boys and thinking they're girls and the little girls thinking they're boys. I mean, this is playing right into their fucking hand. And the parents that are allowing their kids, any parent allowing their kids to go into a public school today is fucking negligent. You are a fucking child abuser. You're a part of it. You're going along with it. You are already a slave, whether you realize it or not. Well, buddy, I'm not a fucking slave. And I realize exactly what's going on around me. I know my authority and I know my rights. I may be a dead son of a bitch, but I'll never be a goddamn slave. The plot continues to thicken as centrally controlled digital currencies are being rolled out around the world, which will allow for most every individual to be fully contained and regulated. This will lead to mass restrictions as to what you are allowed to do, when you, where you may travel, and if at all, what food you must eat, what medical care you may or may not receive, what state stipend you will be allotted, how much energy you will be permitted to use, and on and on and on. But it's like fucking three people telling 3 million people what to fucking do, and they just do it because, well, he's got a title, you see. Or it's just like with the cops, you know, he's got those clothes on. Oh, he's got that shiny fucking union badge. I have to do what he says. No, you fucking don't, because you have the fucking law. Everything in your existence will depend on behavior modification. In other words, do as you are instructed by the state. Technocrat rulers or lose everything, as your entire life will be technologically sanctioned. Sanction my life, I'll sanction your fucking life. I got nothing to fucking lose. At this point, none of us do. I'm telling you, We have nothing to lose and everything to gain. We have let this go so fucking far. Negligence isn't a strong enough word to fucking describe our crime against our fucking progeny. I mean, God damn it, man. It is imperative to understand that everything you think you know about technology and technological advances is likely a minimum 20 years behind. And then, you know, this is where I don't like this part. Don't try to scare me with fucking technology. Because I've built fucking circuit boards. I test them. I understand technology pretty goddamn good. And I know that the fucking $2 worth of fucking parts can destroy a $1 million fucking machine if you know what the fuck you're doing. It is our brains that they fear. It is not, and their technology, I'll piss on it. When you get something like something new, like a car, or you get a motorcycle, or you get something, I mean, you have to work to keep it fucking working good. If you want to tear something up, it's the easiest thing in the world to do, isn't it? I mean, when I was a little kid, I used to love to tear shit apart, and then I couldn't put it back together. But my dad would give me old radios and stuff, and I'd tear them up. Man, to tear something up is easy. To fix things is hard. And we got to fix this. We can't be a part of fucking... The way we fix it is to fucking tear down this goddamn corporate aristocracy, this corporate monarchy, and fucking throw it out of our... Shoot it, kill it, fucking bury the son of a bitch, and take back our wealth and take back our goddamn fucking sovereignty, and then we will be happy again, people. You'll be able to fucking live your life like a normal human being, like nature intended. Every so-called new discovery and new technology recognized as such are not new at all. What the military has now and is working on today is unknown to most all except very few at the top of the pyramid of power. And see, we were never supposed to have a standing army or anything like this military fucking state. There was never supposed to be secrets from the fucking people. And I've said this all along, you know, since we discovered, you know, just how precious fucking life is, at what point in history, I can't tell you, but it would seem that we would fucking try to improve it, you know, use it, everything we found out to make things better, not worse. But that ain't how it's worked. You can't control people like that. And people are happy like that. And some people just fucking thrive on misery. That's all there is to it. To understand and grasp this concept, you should strike fear in the hearts of man. Well, fuck, I think, how? They're already so fucking scared, they're pissing their pants, they pissed their pants. The internet, and therefore the internet of things, was not discovered and implemented by some computer geek, but was designed and created by the military through the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. No, after the fucking, just like the radio and the TV, after fucking people had invented it, regular fucking folks, they came in with our fucking goddamn wealth and they fucking took it over. That's what happened. And the good it was doing, they turned it against us, as they've always done, just like they took this country the first time. Where'd they get the wealth to take this country? From this fucking country. They set themselves up a goddamn beachhead, and then they fucking took the resources that were made from the theft of the fucking resources and used them to fucking conquer the rest of the country, and that's what they're fucking doing to us right now. We're getting cut. Our throats are being cut by the knife we fucking built and handed to them. Getting to the terrorist time in our history, or terroristic time in our history, has no accident and was no accident and was intentionally planned long ago. No shit. We have little time left to stop this totalitarian hell that has been created in order to destroy what we know as the human race. And yeah, we're way behind. Yeah, I could have told. I think I said that fucking 10 years ago. We've been way fucking behind. We didn't even, fuck it. Tell the truth. People, get off your chicken shit fucking asses and stop this stuff, or quit calling yourselves human beings. Because you're not. You're a fucking animal. You're below a fucking, only an animal would want fucking another animal fucking kill a fucking goddamn, kill a child alive and cut the kid up. Think that's what they're doing. That's what your enemy is fucking doing. Will you continue to sit on your, not the sidelines, your fucking ass, and it ain't the sidelines. You, there is no sidelines because you have what you take. You just won't march forward. You have that fucking $1,000 AR-15, all your fucking web gear and everything. You have your fucking sniper rifles. You will not march forward, and you will not engage the enemy because you're cowards. Your eyes closed, your ears covered, and your mouth shut. No, no, they fucking know exactly what's going on. And sure enough, you force them to talk about it, they will talk about it. But it ain't because they're just sitting there going blah, 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 blah. It's because they're fucking chicken shit fucking cowards, period. Or will you stand up and defend your freedom and life and that of your family? Well, that would be fucking what you're supposed to. Will you? No, you ain't doing it yet. But you don't give the people the information that tells them who they are and what that they have the authority. The law, the absolute law and the goddamn high ground we're on is there is no mountain as high in this fucking planet as the high ground we are on. We are fucking shit going down into the abyss by not fucking acting when we have the fucking means to act and we have the authority to act. We just sit on our fucking asses and do nothing. The only solution, as I have often said, is through active dissent. Fuck you. You start at this point in the ballgame, try your active dissent and see what it gets you. It gets you a fucking beating. If you don't fucking, you go take a gun, you don't take it to a fucking protest. You take it to a war. You don't polish that motherfucker up so that you can look tough on the fucking TV or on a fucking goddamn video. You take that motherfucker with every intent to shoot. I'll come with you. But as long as you're fucking going and going armed protests, I've never heard nothing so fucking stupid in my whole fucking life. Armed protests. They know we got guns. They know how we got so many fucking guns that we could take over this whole fucking planet. They know we're the largest army to ever exist. Going out and you're just wanting to fucking show your shit, man. Look at my, I got fucking, five rails on my gun with five different attachments. Well, I got six. Really? Well, that, and that's all in the fuck you're doing. Why'd you bring this son of a bitch? If you don't intend to shoot it, what the fuck did you bring it for? You're not doing anything because you're fucking cowardly, but you like the idea of people thinking that you're not. Well, you are. And I'll tell you you're a fucking coward, and you won't raise that fucking gun because you're a fucking pussy. You're scared. You get in trouble. It's one of those little pencils. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, brother.
And you know what? You're 100% right. You know, I was talking to a guy today, and just like the same crap you were saying about this guy talking about technology, that guy, he was saying something similar to that as well. And he was trying to bring up, you know, they have nukes and all that. I said, man, please, I'm not worried about all that. I mean, people are cowardly, and they're afraid, and they are brainwashed to think that, like, these SOBs are just so, you know, so just freaking undefeatable. You know what I'm saying? So, it is a lot of people out there that still think like that, man.
Absolutely. And they don't need, and you know, if you can, you're going to use that gun, give it to somebody that will. I know it's your prized possession. You want a trophy to hang on your wall. You want people to think that you're a man, that you can actually fucking stand up and fight, but you ain't fucking doing it. You take that fucker to a protest. Was that your sign? I mean, you're going to put your sign on? What the fuck? That this protest bullshit. God almighty. You know how far past that we should be at this point? We should have already destroyed these son of a bitches. Say no to the state, disobey, do not comply with any tyrannical order, and do so as an individual in mass. Well, yeah, an individual in mass, I like that. Do so as a sovereign individual, and that's what we preach on here, is that you have to do it. Nobody's going to do it for you, and you have to do it as an individual. But this guy does not tell you why. Where your authority lies. You have the authority to fucking shut this shit down. You have not only the right, you have the obligation to your goddamn progeny to fucking stop this shit. And you have the means to do it. That makes you a fucking coward. And that's all you're not going to get away from that cowardice shit. I don't want to hear I'm razzle-dazzled by technology. Like Dion said, fuck their technology. I'll break it as fast as they make it. But the bottom line here is it's just plain fucking cowardice. No one can do this for you. No shit. But it can and should be done by many independent, freedom-minded individuals. Now, you could really add to that, couldn't you? Throw in that fucking Bill of Rights and show them where they have it, what they would be enforcing their own fucking law and have every jurisdictional fucking authority to do so and are actually negligent and not doing so. But you won't take it that far, will you, Incorporated dude? Go ahead.
Hey, you know what, man? If the average Joe just really just think about it, it is always what you say. It is, they're not powerful, because if they had the wherewithal to take the guns, they would have been took them back in 1933. They would have been took them in the 1950. They would have took it in the 1960s. Exactly what you say. So evidently, they're not all powerful, because if they were, they would have been had the guns, and we would have been enslaved.
Exactly, brother. That's why they have to come at us like worms. Because we could destroy them so fucking easy, it ain't even funny. Fuck their technology. Fuck it all. There's about fucking 9 billion people on this fucking planet right now. How would you like 9 billion people fucking shooting at your ass or coming after your ass with goddamn pitchforks, whatever you can get your goddamn hands on? This is a handful that is causing all this fucking mayhem and misery. And we won't attack a fucking handful. That is fucking disgusting. Asking someone else for a solution for the masses as a collective is worthless. No fucking shit. Because if you tried to fucking organize the people in the masses, the first three people, two of them would be FBI agents, and they'd be insiders, and you can't trust no fucking buddy. That's why you have to enforce your rights on the spot. You have to do it. You have to put yourself to the hazard. If you do not, your grandchildren deserve to piss in your goddamn face on your grave. Because you fucking failed them. Like, we have been failed ourselves in the past. Although there were many that tried, there wasn't the goddamn kind of knowledge there is out there. Everybody knows what these son of a bitches are now. So the only thing left is cowardice. Plain and fucking simple. For the masses as a collective is worthless. No shit. And exposes apathy at a level that if practiced by the herd, as it has been for so long, the end of humanity will surely be our destiny. Why shouldn't you practice it as a herd? You won't tell the people the whole fucking story, will you, mister? Because if you did, you would fucking be like from the trenches. You'd be sanctioned. You'd fight to get on the goddamn air. You'd fight to keep your fucking side up. You'd fight every fucking day like I do. And you wouldn't be living, you wouldn't be making fucking bucks off it, man. You'd be fucking just surviving, barely. Has there ever been a society which has died of dissent? Yeah, you just died of dissent. Any war is a dissent, isn't it? Several have died of conformity in our lifetime. Well, I don't know. It's a defined die, I guess, is what would be happening. Anyway, we're at a point we're going to... I think we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. That's what we're going to do.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the...
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:52 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. But the fucking thing is, you know, they skirt the edge of the jungle, and the people they're getting aren't people that are from the fucking jungle. They're people that fear the fucking jungle. It's time to, we can't just sit here and wait. You can't just sit here and wait when they're cutting up little fucking live children. You got to come out of the fucking jungle. You got to come out, and you got to come out viciously and come rip these motherfuckers into pieces. That's the only way anything is going to get fucking done. Because if you're waiting on these son of a bitches that this is happening to, that, you know, come to the different websites to voice their complaints. Oh, they, you know, they did this to my child and all this stuff. And I really think this is wrong. And when someone's going to fuck that, they do something to you, fucking kill them. That's what you're supposed to do. Somebody touches your fucking child. Somebody bothers your fucking child. You fucking defend them with your life. Let's see what we got going here.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what, though? You're 100% right, man. And like here, you know, like here in Oklahoma, I mean, it was an incident up there in the high school, man, where one of those damn transvestites beat up a girl in the bathroom, beat two girls up. I mean, if those were my daughters, I mean, There's no talking. You understand? There's no talking. I don't give a damn about them being a kid. You know, I'm going to get the principal because y'all allow this. So, therefore, I mean, there's no talking. You abuse my offspring. Come on.
The bottom line is it hasn't been that goddamn long. I mean, well, they say we're talking 30 or 40, 50 years ago. That ain't that long in the scheme. That's not even a fucking blink of the eye in the big scheme of time. It hasn't been that long. What the fuck? I mean, I guarantee you they wouldn't have tried this 50 fucking years ago. But, I mean, it's incrementalism, the thin edge of that thick wedge. And they have been working on this as a group. And now we're at the point, people. They're fucking telling you what they're doing. And just saying, what are you going to do about it? We have got you fucking so cowtowed down and fucking in your face that you're scared to fucking do anything. You'll let them kill your children. You'll let them kill little fucking children. You'll let them take little children and cut them up alive. You're the fucking problem. There are a few. You're the many. You're the bigger fucking problem, at least. Looking back, we're coming for your children group. The Radical Fairies was founded by a man boy loving Marxist. No fucking shit. You take that guy Marx. You know, you fucking think, oh God, what can I do? I'm just one person. Look at the destruction, the fucking goddamn mayhem that one single motherfucker unleashed on the world. But of course he had the fucking backing of the New World Order. He had the backing of the Rothschilds. I've always said they're fucking digits against our fucking numbers, man, plain and simple. And too many of our fucking people worship that fucking mammon, and they'll talk about fighting, but it's for their fucking gold and silver. And the same people that let them just fucking do anything they want to their kids. Well, I can afford a lawyer. Well, go get one. Go get one of the King Chuck's fucking goddamn esquires. See where that gets you, buddy, because we're way past that fucking game. The bottom line is we are on the epitome of fucking destruction, and we're not doing anything about it. It is truly amazing. A people this well-armed, a people, we could wipe these son of a bitches out. No problem. We got enough fucking firepower to take over the fucking world. And yet we sit here on our fucking asses and take the goddamn, I don't know, the fucking beating, if they say something ugly, I guess. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, speaking of the people worshiping mammon, I did see in the last few days that they're starting to really flow the prosperity in again, that the stock markets are going crazy and the people are happy. And, you know, I've always avoided the stock market because it's like some big casino and rigged and toxic. And now the profits are going to be coming off the defense contractors, the war machine, the suffering, the atrocities, big pharma. So all of these people that are going to be delighting in having more in their pockets are benefiting from suffering and war and tragedy and anti-freedom agenda. But they don't look at that. They don't look at the bigger picture.
They don't care about it. The bottom line is, if you look at the mass of the people, I mean, the 1% and down to about the 15%. They're digging this shit. They really are. And they can influence people because they're like my boss, you know, they're the people that have things. It's not because they're smarter. It's because they're susceptible to fucking evils, all that I can think of to say. But when you walk in the goddamn store and you get a little bag of fucking food, and it's $60 fucking dollars. I mean, that's how my son came here last weekend and took me to Klamath Falls. And I mean, I'm sticker shock at the store, man, unfucking believable. And the bottom line is, are you going to eat or not eat? And then you start eating more fucking canned shit that ain't good for you. You fucking just end up eating like a fucking dog, and it's making you fucking weaker. Fuck these son of a bitches. No 15% of this fucking population is going to do this to me. I want everybody who fucking chooses their fucking silver and gold over that Bill of Rights needs to go in the goddamn ground with 6 foot of dirt in their fucking face, period. Over the weekend, Pride parades occupied the streets of some large metropolitan cities across the United States, as reported by the Gateway Pundit. One such event in New York City was shared by the Timecast News Twitter. I don't know. I think there's another one here I wanted to do instead. That's the guy. Coming. We're coming. Yeah, come on. Warren, I don't know. You're always coming, but I never fucking see you. State back perversion. That's normal. Where's that one,
was
man?
Was it the one about Toronto okaying public nudity as long as it was during a Pride event?
Well, yeah, I have that. I just skimmed by it, but it was more, it was this one here. Seattle area police go all hands on deck to find car that left skid marks on Pride crosswalk by Sarah Higdon. These people have some hella names. But the bottom line is, you know, it talks about, you know, these people are burning out on these fucking Pride things. They're putting on our public fucking roads without our permission. I didn't give permission for them to paint the shit on our fucking roads. And a black mark on one piece of road, just a black mark on another fucking piece of road. The bottom line here is, this is what, because we see this intense fucking effort to try to make it look like, oh, these are the controllers. These are the, no, they ain't. They're fucking dog shit. They're a handful, about 0.004% on a world fucking basis of dog shit. And you're no way you're going to sell it to us. And you know, just like running over one of their fucking signs, you go to Fergadushu there in Missouri, when they were burning fucking buildings down and stuff, man, you can, the cops are just standing back fucking watching. Or up in Portland, when they're fucking stopping people and fucking with them, and the cops just fucking sit down in there watching. Hey, but you burn out on a goddamn queer sign, on a faggot fucking sign, man. Now that's a problem. We're coming for you. We're going to listen to this shit. This is for fucking just leaving a black marker. They painted this shit on our public road. That's our public road belongs to all the public. If you can fucking put it down there, I can put a black mark across it and express my fucking feelings on the subject too. A driver in a white Toyota Sequoia was caught on camera doing burnouts on the intersex inclusive progressive pride flag located at the entrance of Marina Park at Kirkland Avenue and Lakeshore Plaza in Kirkland, Washington on June 20th. Now, see, this, and I'm guarantee you there's a manhunt, because they think if they fucking get, oh, you do anything, I'll fucking do something, you son of a bitch. And when I do it, it won't be just a little thing. It will be a great big fucking thing. And you, I may die, but fucking, I'll tell you what, you'll fucking know I fucking acted. Lakeshore Plaza in Kirkland, Washington. Police released a video of the incident and are looking for the people responsible. Now, when they were up there and they took over a whole fucking, like, city block and said it was a fucking, you know, separated from the rest of the United States, oh, that was okay. But don't run over one of their queer signs. I'll go down there and I'll stand in the middle of the street and piss on that son of a bitch. You people are fucking demented. You're fucking chopping up little children. You think that we're just going to sit back and go, oh, stay away from them. You ain't nothing and you know it. Without the fucking backing of fucking George Soros, without the backing of the fucking mercenaries brought in here to back your ass up, you're a bunch of fucking little worms being squished into the hill. And I don't care about the fucking mercenaries. They die. They go underground. You want to do this for a fucking paycheck? You want to back people who cut up little children for a paycheck? You die for that fucking paycheck, motherfucker. Police release video of the event and are looking for people responsible for crimes of reckless driving, malicious mischief, according to the Kirkland Police Department. And you think about it, there's probably people being mugged, there's people being fucking beaten, there's fucking all kinds of shit going on. They're looking for a car that did a burnout on a fucking goddamn painting on the fucking road. That is fucking, this is how desperate that, this is how few they are. This is what proves to me that there ain't very many of them. There are just a handful. You wouldn't need this much propaganda to push it if the numbers were there, and the numbers are not there. This is a goddamn, this is probably the smallest minority on this fucking planet. In fact, I'll go out on a limb and say it is. They are teeny tiny, but this is the nastiest fucking shit and the most fucking diabolically evil fucking abominations that you will ever see. And this is their goal, to reach a point where they can get away with shit like this. And this is where the people have to stand up, go burn out on them, fuck burn out on them, pour gas on them and light them on fire. Fuck them, son of a bitches. Say, fuck you, queers. You pigs, you goddamn corporate fucking mercenaries, you want to come and back these son of a bitches? We'll blow your fucking heads off. How about that? If it's, it wouldn't take that many. Like I say, you know, 150,000 people were in on the invasion of Normandy. That was the largest fucking military group ever put together. 150,000 people. We could take a million. And if everybody took a gun and wasn't taking it to fucking protest, was taking it to shoot it, they would fucking have to run. They'd have no fucking choice. It would just be a million people. I mean, and that should be nothing to us. There are we got 300 million, 300 million. You could do a million in 300 places at once. There is no fucking excuse for us allowing this to happen. There's no excuse for those little kids getting cut up. There's no excuse for this fucking child trafficking, this human trafficking. There's no excuse for the invasion of our country. There's no fucking excuse, except we are cowards. That's the only thing you can say. It has to be, because everything else falls into fucking place. If we act, if you fail to act, you're failing to act, not because you do not understand, not because you do not know what's wrong. It's because you're a fucking coward. And that's going to be how I'm going to end today. I mean, we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, I mean, tell me how it can be otherwise. We have the fucking authorization. Actually, the only power we ever gave, we gave to ourselves. We have the jurisdictional authority. We have the weaponry. We have the fucking numbers. And we will not fucking act. That is fucking disgusting to me. And I really want no, don't call me a part of it. I have fought. I've done time. I've had my bones broken. I fist fought those motherfuckers. I fought them. At least I can say that in my life, I fought them. I fist fought them. I fought them in the courts. I fought them on the fucking radio. I fought all my whole fucking life, it seems. And nobody else wants to fucking put themselves to the hazard. Well, you'll get exactly what you fucking deserve. I'll guarantee you that. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
Thank you, sir. You do the same.
I have done all I can do. Cookies!